Today, Be'ez Hashem, we learn Daf Yud of Masechtas Me'ila. Some of the topics we're learning about include the halachas of Hanena Mibasar Kache Kachim Shenitma Pater. If someone benefits from tummy meat of Kache Kachim before Zrika, there's no Me'ila. And Hanena Me'mur Kachim Kalam La'acha Shehelon Pater. If someone benefits from the fats of Kachim Kalam after they were put on the fire in the Mizbeach, there is no Me'ila. The next mission discusses the Issa Me'ila of the six items that are Ein Loy Matirin. These items do not require a Heter through another part. Rather, some of these items are the Matir for other parts. And the mission discusses two distinctions. Kol sheyesh lematirin in chayam nalav mishum pigel b'naisa b'tamei at sheyekriba matirin. On the parts of a carbon that receive a heter for their use by another part of the carbon, one becomes liable for pigel naisa b'tamei only if the matir was already accomplished. While v'chol she'ein lematirin kibin shekidish b'kli chayam nalav mishum naisa b'tamei. On items that do not require a heter through another part, one becomes liable for naisa b'tamei as soon as it is consecrated in the kli sharis, and upigel imba. On items that do not require a heter, one is never liable for pigel.